Good luck, everybody. We're on Daf Mem Aleph today. We're actually going to be start the exact line that we are up to is in the middle of the page where it says Rabavin. But before we start that, we have to review what we were talking about because Rabavin is discussing a question. So we could do it a very high level, and that will be enough if you want. If we can go with you a little more detailed, it's up to you. If you guys have been following the daf, if you haven't, I'll have to get a little more detailed. Is everybody up to speed over here? I got the deer in the headlights look here. Okay. So let's just review the basic, but basically what the issue is. The issue is the Gemara on Mem, on Aleph at the top. The Gemara had a problem with the Mishnah, which is on Lamed Tes on Beis, which says that when you buy a dough. You buy a dough from a baker, that you have to take a Trumas Meiser on Challah. So the question was, why take Challah? Challah should be Pater from the Mai. And the Gemara ended up saying it's like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds your potter, your chayv in Challah, even on the Mai. It's Machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, still holds your potter, Beis Shammai holds your chayv. Now, the Gemara then went through a whole shock of Atarya and had some questions. But the bottom line is, without going through the whole Gemara, the Gemara ended up saying that it's like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that there was a steer in the Mishnayos where one Mishnah was mashma that the person who sells to the public, a person who sells a professional seller who is he sells in bulk.
Wholesale.
So he because of his low profit margin, that's what they call it, right? So there the lokeach has to take the maestros. But if he's if he's one on one, then it's his obligation. Over here it seems to be the lokeach's obligation. And the Gemara says that that's the difference. Or Belazar says that both cases are talking about we do patira, and it's only the misarach etzlo that you know that it becomes if it's a one-on-one relationship, so then he's mechuyev to take then you can trust him. Right, let me make it like this. We're talking about someone who is a nimon on taras, but he was never mekabel the chav. Didn't do that standing up in front of three people for the chavras. So since he's not a bona fide chaver, so he's only believed on a one-on-one basis, not for the public. So of course, and he says, and the ka, I don't know what happens now, the ka, rabbi manan kaimin. Something's going wrong here. One second. My computer keeps blinking. Just one second. Why is it blinking? I'm not sure. Hold on there, Tzvi. If it blinks again, it's blinking again. I don't know what's going on.
It's working fine. I mean, you're not going in or out or anything.
It's not.
People joining?
No, it just keeps blinking. I don't know why that's happening. Okay, I'm just going to ignore it for now. Hopefully, if you say it's good on your end, that's all that's important. And in this Mishnah, we're talking about where he's a public seller, so that's the public. So since you don't have this Kabbalah with three people, so therefore we can't trust him for a Mises. And therefore, by extension, also for Challah as well. Okay. So, right? Now we're going to come with a different answer to the question. How is it that the Mishnah seems to indicate that there's a chi of challah on, there's a chi of to be mafresh, I'm sorry, to the maestros on to my, even when it comes to the gea challah, l'chaira, it should be potter. So the Gemara sends, so the Gemara answers like this. In other words, it shouldn't be chayav and chala altogether. The Gemara should not be chayav and chala altogether. After all, listen, let me just say it simply. We're not chayav person in truma because we assume the Amaris was mafresh truma. Chala is the same level as truma. It's just it's even called truma. So what? So that's why we never had a chiyuv of chala on demai. So that's the Gemara is going to address this question. So it's going to require you to understand really the next Mishnah, which is what we're supposed to learn today. So if you don't mind, in order for this to make sense, let's go right now to that Mishnah and learn it inside, because we have to do it anyway, because we're getting up to Mem Beis tonight anyway. So let's go ahead and skip to Mem Beis and Aleph and learn the Mishnah inside. Because otherwise, if you don't know the Mishnah, you can't understand what the Gemara is talking about over here at all. So if a person wants to take them both at the same time, here we're talking about Tevel. I'm not talking about necessarily Demai, because after all, it mentions Truma over here. So we're obviously not talking about Demai. We're talking about Tevel Gomer. So if your person wants to be Mafresh Truma and Trumas Meiser together at once, Noitel Echad Mishloshim Ushloisha Ushlish. So he takes one out of 33 and a third. Now, 33 and a third is like this. 33 and a third, remember, I think this is grade school math. 3 over 3 equals 1, right? So 3 thirds is 1. So if I want to have 100 threes, so it's easy. 33 times 3 is 99, right? So 99 over 3. What I'm trying to accomplish here is I'm trying to give you a group of 100, which is divided into thirds, into thirds. And you'll see in a second why I want to do this, but it's very simple. So if you have 99 parts over 3, that's 33. 99 over 3 is equal 33. And one more third besides that. That's equal 99 plus one more third. It's 100 thirds. So this Mishnah, that's all it's doing. It's saying, take 33 and a third. What it's doing is 33 wholes and one third, which is a total of 100 thirds, right? 100 over 3 is equal to 33 and a third. So now we have 100 parts, and you're going to take off 3 of those parts, okay? 2 parts for Truma, because Truma is, after all, 50%, 1 out of 50, which is 2%. So that's 2 out of 100. And 1 for Truma's Meiser, because 10% is Meiser, and 1 out of the 10 is Truma's Meiser, which is, in copy of the whole, it's 1 out of 100, right? It's 1% is Truma's Meiser. So together, all together, it's 3%. Right, so that's all this Mishnah is doing. It's converting 100 into thirds because it wants to have a case where you have 3% at the end. Okay, does that make sense? So that's what it says. Person wants to be Mafresh Truma and Trumas Meiser at once. So he takes one out of, he's going to take one part, that's out of one, that's 1%, from 33 and a third parts. And he says, Echad mimeo mimashi yeshkan. He's going to say one out of the 100, which is 1%. It's going to be right next to this part, which is chulin. Meaning, it's right now it's chulin, but guess what? It's going to be converted in just a minute to meiser. The shar truma al kol, the rest, meaning the rest of the marked up portion, which is the other 200s, which we just mentioned. You had 300s altogether, so you're going to take the other two and you're going to make that truma. You're going to take the 100 chulin, which are you're going to have out of that 10%, which is meiser, and the shar meiser somachlo. I don't know exactly the language over here. It just basically it's saying that the 10% is it's 10% of it is set aside as meiser. And this 1% that I took off on the side, which was my part of the Meiser, that is going to be Trumas Meiser. The Shar Chala, meaning the other. Now it's not clear why we're Gerus. We're not talking about Chala here. We're talking about tefuah. So some people are not even geres or shanachala. If you are geresets, and then we're talking about a dough, and we're talking about not where you put 3% down, but you put actually 5% down.
So the Mishnah says a semachla means it's the demarcation point.
It's the demarcation point where you're putting it next to the miser. So you have 2%, two of the pieces are going to be truma. One is going to be eventually, it's going to start off as miser. Next to it, there'll be 9 more parts of miser. And that one, which we set aside, is going to become trumas miser because it's 1 out of 10.
But because it's 2 phases, you had a demarcation point. And then afterwards, after the,
correct,
the first phase, you extend it.
So this way, you've been mafresh, trumas miser and truma at once, meaning you've designated the spot for those two together at one time, which is the
is
goal
this
here.
Is this brera at all?
No. Nothing to do with brera. This is straight. This is straight. I'm pointing to what I'm doing. Okay. Exactly. It's exactly. So we might not be garis she'ar chalawi. Some people are garis. Let's, for the time being, let's just leave it without it. Well, ma'aser sheni b'tzoyne b'tzoyn mei b'chol al mois, and you have ma'aser sheni in the north or the south, whatever it is, and you machal it on the mois. Now, what the Gemara is now going to try to do with our question of our Mishnah. So if we go back to our Mishnah for a second, our Mishnah on the Tesla days. Our Mishnah says like this: Halokach min hanachdom. So we have the same thing. So it says, let's see. He says, Echav imei ashiyeshkan harizeh b'tzadzeh meiser v'shar meiser somachlo. That sounds very similar, right? V'zeh shosisi meiser osi trumas meiser alav hashar chalo. So it says over here shachala. So the question was, how could you be chayiv and chala l'chayra if we're talking about demai? So demai should be potter from chala. So why does it say hashar chala? In other words, The original question of the Gemara, Afal HaChala, which is what we're trying to answer here. So look on 39b3, the English. The Mishnah implies the Meiser must be removed even on the Chala portion of the Demai produce. Because when you're taking Meiser, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds like you know you have Chala here. And you're taking Meiser in the beginning of the Mishnah on whatever's in front of me. So it sounded like you were taking Meiser on the Chala. And the question was that challah is not a kaddish, and therefore it's not chayiv in the meiser of the mai. So that was the original question. The Gemara is going to answer now that the same way in this mission that we just read. Okay, we'll look at the Gemara now inside. On what are we up to? On Mem Aleph in the middle. So we're saying Reb Oven, Reb Shammai, B'shem Reb Acha. Shema lo min devasro. Let's learn the answer to this question from the next Mishnah. Because it says, Haroitza lahafresh shumu shumas maiser ka'achas, that it says you want to take it together. So it says over there, that you're going to say, one hundredth of the entire pile is going to become Trumas Meiser, which is present in the 300ths that I've set aside. And they'll remain Chulin for now until after he designated the Truma Gadola, and the other 200ths is Truma Gadola. That Truma Gadola must be separated first, and then you can have the Trumas Meiser separate from it. In other words, Truma, that's the rule, right? You always do the Truma first, and do the Trumas Meiser after the Truma Gadola. So, whenever, right, so it's really, and there's this rule, that whenever something is, precedes its counterpart, in other words, since Truma comes before Meiser, for instance, so Truma is Pater from Meiser, right, because it's always before Meiser. And Meiser Rishon is always Pater from Meiser Sheni, because it preceded Meiser Sheni. So, obviously, Truma Gadola does not have to have Meiser Rishon or Trumas Meiser separated it. So when the Mishnah said in the very beginning that the one part is being set aside as Trumas Meiser, even though he was saying that before he was Mafresh the Truma Gedola, but he meant not that the 1% was going on the Truma Gedola, because of course that 1% is going to be the Trumas Meiser. And Truma Gedola is certainly not chayiv in Trumas Meiser, because it comes before Trumas Meiser under normal circumstances. Therefore, when it said 1% first, it didn't really mean it, that it was going on everything that's in front of him. So basically, that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is saying, just like when we said 1% is not going on everything that's subsequent to that because Truma is not included, so too, when we say you're taking Meiser in the first Mishnah, even though he has Challah in front of him, which was the basis of the whole question of the Gemara, how could you be Chayav and Meiser on Challah? It only meant besides Challah. Even though Challah is mentioned subsequent, it meant I'm taking Meiser and everything, but I'm not including the Challah. That's his answer.
Therefore, you give him less.
Correct. Shmuel Masra. So it said, Kamoda Tamer Talmon Chutzman Haroi L'Kosho Shem Truma. Just like over there when we said the 1% was the size, that which was the Truma. Ha-ha Chutzman Haroi L'Kosho Shem Challah. So here too, when we're saying you're taking Meiser, or 1/100th of what's here, it meant besides what's for the Challah. So that's the answer. So basically, just to summarize, number 6, he summarizes the two answers. We have two fundamental different answers. One is you're separating Meiser from the entire loaf that you purchased. Or two, you're separating Meiser only from the portion that's left after the challah is taken. So that's going to be these two answers. The second answer we just read is that you're totally parted from it. You're not taking Meiser from the challah. Okay, let's go on. Tanninon, challah ben rishon l'sheni. The Mishnah said that you take Maiserishin and then you take Challah. So you're saying, you're putting Challah between the Maiserishin and between the Maiserishin. Normally, Challah would be considered first because it's called Truma, so it should be removed prior to Maiserishin. So why is it put there? That seems to be like an inherent and understood question. So now we're Memalfam based. The Gemara answers. Two answers. If Yoina's answer and the Eira of Zera is Oisamaras Chala Imba Mishum Bal Tachar. In other words, the Isser of Leas Chov De Machal Loisa Acher. That's the Loisa that we talked about a lot, many times. That there's a Loisa saying in the Torah to do Truma and Maiserishin and Maiserishini, everything, the whole order. You know, Bikurim, Truma, Maiserishin, Maiserishini. To do that out of order is an Isser De Oraisa of Leas Chov De Machal Loisa Acher. You have to do it in order. So what he's saying here is, he's saying a rule, challah, ain't be mishum bal tachar. That rule doesn't apply to challah. There's never a problem of taking challah after maiserishin. It's not a problem. There is a problem of taking maiserishin before truma, but challah is not included in that list. That's basically what he's answering. Which, in the footnotes, it says, now normally that's absolutely true. And let's take the normal case. The normal case, of course, is you go to the Goren. At the Goren, they harvested everything. They take off Trumas, they take off Maisers, and then you take it home, you change it into flour, you make yourself a dough, and then you take off Challah. So Challah normally is taken at the end after everything else was taken. So even though in this particular case, you're buying it from someone who you know, who you were choshed, did not take anything. So it just happens to be that this is a case where Maisers and Challah are coming together at the same time. So what he's basically telling you is, even though this case, it comes at the same time, since normally it doesn't come at the same time, we're going to use that as a rule that you don't have to follow orders when it comes to Challah. That's the basis of his answer. Now, Rabbi Yosef Shem Reb Ze'era says a totally different answer. Completely 180, he says, "E mishnah amura al seder." Not true. It has to be in order, and the Mishnah says it, but the Mishnah is not in order. It's like ain seder l'mikra. You know, one pasuk not before the other. So then you can apply that rule by the Mishnah too. Mishnah, even though it says it, don't pay attention to that. You really have to take challah first. You have to do it in order, and you have to do it the right way. Okay. So it's quite different, the answers. Again, so remember, Reb Ze'era holds as no Isser, and Reb Yoina, in the name of Reb Ze'era, holds as no no Isser. And Rabbi Yossi holds there is an Isser, has to be taken in order. Now, we had a Mishnah in earlier, it said that if you take Ma'aser Sheni, what did it say in that Mishnah? See, the Gemara, in footnote 4 brings it. Yeah, it's in 11b. Let me just look at it, set it over there again. 11b, if you go back, you'll see it says, yeah, it says over there on 11b at the top in the Mishnah, it says, Imhikta Ma'aser Sheni L'Rishon, Ein Mekach Chum. That's what the Mishnah said. If you took Ma'aser Sheni off of the Mai before you took Ma'aser Rishon, if you took Ma'aser Sheni first, and then you took Ma'aser Sheni, then you took Ma'aser Rishon, sorry, Ein Mekach Chum, it's nothing. Rabbi Yochanan says, No, Ein Mekach Chum means no problem whatsoever. And we mentioned that it's Nagea many halachas. The first halacha is the one we're talking about. Le'asav demachal isa'achar, to do it out of order. To my, there's no problem of doing things out of order. That's basically what the Mishnah says. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Mekachlom means it's mutu lehachila to do it that way. Okay? So that's the Gemara. The Gemara now, you'll see, you make it like it's a new Gemara that you never heard before. That was the Gemara. So, and here we're talking about the Mai. That's the Gemara's kasha. Lo b'dmai non kayam, and aren't we talking about the Mai? That the Mishnah is talking about the Mai. Habavadai lo, and if it would be Vadai, of course you wouldn't be able to take it out of order. We're talking about the Mai. So my answer is Tani Rav Kiya Apavadai. That it means what? What's this? Five? This is a Tosefta, that what? The separation of Ma'aserishon precedes Chala was stated even in regards to definite Tevel. Six. Which means, one second, what does this mean again? I'm shooting on all cylinders tonight. The Gemara is basically answering that there's another Braisa that this machlokas of Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi that they were commenting about this particular Braisa. So there's this, in other words, don't say, the Gemara is trying to say. Earlier, it sounded like the machlokas was a machlokas, which was a discussion on our Mishnah. The Gemara now is saying, no, this discussion has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Their discussion was by Badai, not by Demai. In other words, Enochanami, by Demai, we said there's no order. Ein Bekachlom, there's no issue of doing it out of order. This machlokas was about this Tosefta. Alei Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zera Omar was on that Tosefta which was talking about Vadai that he said Zosu Maras Chalayim b'mishum Bata Acher and Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Zera Omar imishum Amura al Haseder al Atakdim Chal Larishin. They were arguing about Vadai, not about Demai. Okay, so no, that's not number one. Second thing, Miata lo tehi Chala Chayavus b'Maisras u'Maisras lo yichayovim b'Chala. It shouldn't say low. It should say Umaisus Yehu Chayavim B'chal. According to this, meaning according to Rabbi Yossi's position, Rabbi Yossi was the second one who said that's no Seder to the Mishnah, and there really is an order. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that there's an absolute order. The Chala has to come first. So based on the rule that we said, that whenever something precedes another thing, that you're not Chayav in the subsequent thing, right? So therefore, Chala came before Ma'aserishon. So Chala should not be Chayav in Ma'aseris. And Ma'aseris should be Chayiv and Chala, obviously, because they're supposed to come after the Chala. Shakoa Kaidim es Chaveirai, Chaveir mes Chayiv, whatever you come before your friend, meaning in the case of Chala, comes before Ma'aseris, so Chaveiro, the Ma'aseris, is Chayiv, it's the counterpart is Chayiv in Chala, but not in Maestras. Chala is not Chayiv in Maestras. Right? So, the Tani came, and the Gemara... Now, one second. So was that that seems to be a question, right? What's the question? The question is, I think the Tosefta... Because the Gemara is, he says in the footnote, that the Gemara is making a deal from the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, that it said that it's only Chala of the Mai that's exempt from Maestras. But that implies that if it would be Chala of Tevel, that it would be Chayiv HaMaestras. But according to what we're saying now, there's a definite order to it, and if there's a definite order to it, then it shouldn't be Chayiv HaMaestras. That's the question. So on that, the Gemara answers, and now we're on Daf Mem Beis. And since we learned the Mishnah already on Mabeis earlier, I'm not going to separate this recording. But Tony Kane, Ha'isa Isa Min HaTevel. If someone makes, there's another price. If someone makes a dough from Tevel, Bein Shehiktim Chala Truma, whether you took out the Chala first, Bein Shehiktim Truma L'Chala, or if you did the Truma first, Masha Asa Asai, whatever you did is done, and in other words, It's done, and even though it's supposed to be, truma is supposed to be first,
you don't have to do it
but you don't. It's the effect. It's effective. Correct. Chala lo si achel achi yotzi ola truma. Chala shouldn't be eaten in the first case where you took off chala first, when you weren't supposed to. So you can't eat that chala until you take the truma first. Next, and truma lo si achel achi yafish ola chala. You can't.
Aren't you giving the chala to the kohen?
Yes.
So whatever part of that challah, which is truma, is going to the kohen anyways.
Yeah, but you have to have afrasha.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have afrasha, you weren't masaking it.
Okay.
So it's tovel until you take off the truma, right? So truma can be until he separates the challah. So what do you see? That an obligation which should have been discharged earlier was not discharged until the later obligation took effect. Now both obligations apply simultaneously, so each obligation is subject to its counterpart. So in our case too, the Maestro obligation should have been discharged while it was in the kernels, was not discharged until the Chala obligation took effect. Now both obligations apply, each obligation is subject to its counterpart. In other words, even though there's a designated order, but if it comes out that they were together in the same Esau, then and neither one has been taken out. So in that case, each one is obligated in the other. That's basically the answer for B.I.C. Okay. Now, we said before, Rav Yoina said what? That there's no Esau about the Acher. Of that's my chov the machaloisa acher is where I should say it. That val ta acher that the order is not applied by chala. So the Gemara says v'loma kav marishin. So then why does what again doesn't apply? But the Mishnah does say chala between ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. So he wants to say that indicates by rabbinic law. Then you should do Maaser Rishon and then do Machala. In other words, this is a diyuk from the Mishnah. We're making up a Din D'Rabbanan that since the Mishnah mentions Chala after Maaser Rishon, obviously that seems to be the desired order.
You're not answering that. It doesn't matter how the order of the Mishnah is like last time we said that was a possibility. It doesn't matter how it's listed.
That's the Gemara going like that Shita. That's Minhag Torah. Minhag Torah makes no difference. But the Mishnah does say it in a certain order, so therefore maybe during Rabbanan there's a preferred order. What's the preferred order? Maaserishin and then Chala. Why is Maaserishin first? The Gemara answers, when they should go up in Lagarin. Where did it take place? The first place it takes place is in the granary, because that's where you're harvesting. What about Maaserishini? Why is Chala before Maaserishini then? Shani is also before in the Garin. So the Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Matanya. But din shal yishtikdom chala l'kol. Really, chala should have come before everything because it's like truma. Loma kama rishon. Why is maaser rishon first? And they should come with a garden with kasa by rishis. It says Rishis there, and it's first in the Garet. So Meiser Rishon has both those things about it. Where does it say Rishis in by Truma? Mm-hmm. By Meiser. Number 11. Is he quote a pasuk? Oh, yeah. Meiser Rishon contains within it Truma's Meiser. Okay, this is like, you know, a little bit of a cheap answer, but it's Meiser, not Meiser Rishon itself. Taka is not, doesn't say Rishon, Rishis over there. But it has an element of Rishis because it contains Truma's Meiser. Okay, so this is a trick answer. So Meiser Rishon, it's Kavma L'Garud, and it also has a Truma's Meiser quality to it. So that's why it comes first. Now, when it comes to what? Shani, so even though it's Kavma L'Garud, even though it's first in the granary, and Kasama Rishis, there's no Rishis. And therefore, Chala comes before it. That's the answer to the question. Okay. Next is the Mishnah we did already. So we're going to skip the Mishnah. We're going to go straight now to Membezo and Beis. Okay? The Gemara says, Tony, Haroitz lahafresh Truma, Utrumas Meiser, V'chala Ka'achas, if a person wants to take all three of these at once, Noitel K'dei Truma, Utrumas Meiser, V'chala Ka'achas. You take all three at the same time. So basically, this is like this. So,
one half rush, and then you split it up to give it to the people you need to give it to.
Let's use our example of the 100 thirds that we said before. So you're gonna have 1% is gonna be Trumas Meiser, 2% is gonna be Truma, and then challah for a baker is one part out of 48, right? 1/48. Which is a little bit more than 2%. But for purposes of rounding, because we're not going to get into the little fractions over here.
Take 5%.
We're going to just say take 5%. Okay. Now it does have to be exact when it comes to the challah. You can't be cheating on that. It is 1/48, but we're just going to use 5%, like we said. So he takes off 5% and he wants to be mafrig all at once. So that's what he's going to do. Basically, the same formula we just mentioned, and that's all the rest of the Gemara is going to do. Just going to go through the formula.
But then you have to split that up.
So that's what the Gemara is saying. How much is this? Echem Yashim, 1/20, which is 5% of the whole pile, basically. We just said 5%. That's 1/20, right? So, what does he say? Echem Yashim, kind of 1 out of 100. Harei Mitzadze Chulin Tevel. It's going to be on the side of the marked section, which is now Chulin. Meaning he's going to call it Trumas Meiser later on, but right now it's Chulin. V'oydechad me'avam v'shmoyin asomach loy, 1/48, which is the challah, will be made Chulin right now, and that'll be for later. Ha'ashar Truma l'kol, the remaining 2%, right, that we just said, that'll be Truma. U'me'achu en she'yesh boy, this part of the Chulin that we marked off at the beginning, z'ashar tzitzi Chulin tevel, also Meiser. So that part will be Meiser, Hashem Master Somaklo, the rest of the Meiser, 10% will be next to it. Zashon Sisi Meiser, also Trumas Meiser Alov, and then that 1% that I made before is now going to become Trumas Meiser. Ushar Chala, the rest of the marked off part, the rest of the 5%, which is 2% left, is going to be Chala. Okay, this is all very simple. O Meiser Shane, we're trying to join my Chulam Weiss, and wherever it is, the north or the south, whatever it is, that'll become whole on money. Now, just want you to be aware that, you know, this is something you may not realize, but this whole Masechta, we've been talking about the Mai. So we know that the Meiser of the Mai is not going to go to the lady. You're going to keep it because Hamotzi Mechavei Olav Haraya proved to me that the Amoretz did not take the Meiser, and then you, Levi, could get it. But otherwise, who says this is yours? So I get to eat the Meiser as a Yisrael. But the Trumas Meiser, that's not mine. I have to give that to the Kohen. Who usually gives the Trumas Meiser to the Kohen? The Levi. Because I give the Levi the Meiser, and then it's his. And then he goes ahead, and he's mafresh the 10% of his Meiser to give to the Kohen. That's the way it normally is. So, this Mishnah, which is not talking about the Mai, this Mishnah is talking about Tevel Vadai, right? Because we're talking about Truma here. you're being mafresh truma. If you're being mafresh truma, we can't be talking about demai, because there's no key of truma on demai. So we're talking about vadai. So the question that everybody asks is, then how am I, the Israel, being mafresh truma's meiser?
Why can't I do that?
It's not mine. This meiser is not, if it's demai, I'm going to keep that the meiser, so it's mine. It's not mine, it goes to the Levi. This meiser belongs to the Levi, I have to give it to the Levi. The Levi should be mafresh the truma's meiser. So this apparently is a discussion in the Bavli, and there's a machlokas there whether you can or not.
Isn't it only become truma's meiser after I separate it?
Yeah, but how are you separating stuff that doesn't belong to you?
Talking about Tevel, Vadai.
Talking about Tevel, Vadai. This Meiser belongs
not,
to... It's supposed to go to the Levi.
Oh, we're talking about Tevel.
Tevel, yeah.
Right? Remember, because we took off Truma in this Mishnah. If you took off Truma, we're obviously not talking about the Mai. Whenever you see a Hafrasha of Truma, that's the confusing part about learning these Mishnahs. You got to keep track. The key is to always look for is, are they talking about being Mafresh Truma? As soon as you see they're being mafresh truma, you know we're talking about tevel vadai. If you're talking about just maestras, then it means you're not talking about truma because it's demai. That the amoritz for sure took care of. But here it's vadai. And the Mishnah is giving us an eitzah. So it turns out that is a machlokes in the Gemara. And we paskin, the Rambam paskins, like the shita that says that both a Levi and a Yisrael could be mafresh truma's maestra. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. That's how he passes. And it's based on this Yerushalmi. Okay. It's an important point to be aware of. Now we begin a very interesting question. Since it was such a hard page, I want to do something a little lighter at the end, so it should be fun. Of Shmuel Bar Nachman, this part, Joe, you're going to like this part.
I can't wait.
This isn't about
me, Rob. So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'shem Rav Yonason, Tzorach Lavorash, Chamesh Brachos. You have to say five brachos, right? Because look what you're taking off. Let's go through the mitzvos. Truma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Trumas Meiser, Chala. Five mitzvos of Hafrasha. You're going to make five brachos, five individual brachos. That's the first sheet. The Gemara says, Tanya Rav Chiya, Kolon Bracha Achas. You combine them all into one big bracha. You say Hashem Kirshas Mitzvanu, Afrashas Trumas, Lafas Trumas and Meisters, and that's the way the Gemara ends. That'll be the rest for tonight. Okay. So tomorrow Mitzvah Shem will start Mem Gimel. There's one shaila here I just want to mention to you that's brought down in the footnotes, and the question is a very simple question: what about it happened to Ein Ois and Mitzvahs Chavilos? Here the Mishnah is talking about taking all these at once. Since when do we do all things at once? It should be also, you should have to do each mitzvah independently, because you don't do mitzvahs all in a group. Why don't you do mitzvahs in a big group? It shouldn't look like it's a masri, like you want to get rid of it. So that's the question they ask. So the footnote, it says to take a look at the Ur Sameach. The Ur Sameach is, of all places, in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. So what's it doing in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras? Because it says by a mitzora, it says you're not allowed to be mitaher to mitzoraim ka'achas because ain't ois in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So the idea of not doing mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is in hilchos tumas tzaras. So our Sameach says, how come in this Gemara, why are we allowing it? So he says the rule's like this. This is Rav Meir Simcha's rule. You can look it up if you don't have an our Sameach. You can look it up in the Sekhet Talmudus. The first volume, Chelek Aleph, of the Encyclopedia Talmudus has an article, Enois and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas, which if it was done in today's world would be 20 pages long. In the original, it's one page. Hashem for the old way. Anyway, but he mentions the Meir Simcha. The answer is whether it's shayach to do the mitzvah de shliach. If the Torah is megalatos, that you can do a mitzvah de shliach, then that means it's not incumbent upon you yourself personally to do it. If it's not incumbent upon me to do it, I can do multiples at the same time because I'm not showing that it's an olami because I didn't have to do it to begin with. I could have dished it out. You can kaddish multiple women at once.
So we said by also about Duma.
Really? That's your example.
Hard Duma what?
That the Kohen who's in the tire, the guy could be entire multiple people at once.
Yeah. Okay, I can't. Kol tov, I could have
If you can learn from your shalmei.
Yeah, Shlomi, I take you're not cooked.